Joining us now on Business for Breakfast, the Vice President of Brand and Communications at Wampley. And Brad, you've been on our show several times, so Mark and I ought to know how to pronounce your last name correctly, and we probably won't.
Plotho.
I'm saying Plotho. What do you?
Plotho is right.
Plotho.
Okay, you lose, Mark.
I lose.
All right. This defies all logic. You would think that Valentine's Day would be the top, if not one of the top, days for folks to go out to dinner. Mark and his wife are going out tonight, but you're saying this is not quite the case.
We had the same hypothesis, and as we analyze transaction data from small businesses around the country, we're consistently surprised by all kinds of things. This does make sense when you unpack it, but let me just start with what you just mentioned, which is the key takeaway. We analyzed transaction data at full-service small local restaurants across the entire country, 42,000 of them, large sample size, for every single day of the year, to look at seasonality across the year. And we wanted to do one thing in particular, which is rank all 365 days and see which days at the 30,000-foot level are the best days and worst days to run a small local restaurant. And what we found nationally is Valentine's Day is not 1, 2, 3, or 10. It's actually number 120.
What?
And in Arizona, it's 91. So a little better in Arizona. It's not a bad day. We can talk about some of the specifics, but it's definitely not one of the top days of the year.
It's crazy. Like, I'm reading the story and just comparing a little bit. And some of these have to do, I think, maybe more with alcohol consumption. You can disagree or agree with me. But St. Patrick's Day, right? I don't really think about eating on that day, but a lot of people think about drinking on that day. Cinco de Mayo is ahead. And then Mother's Day as well. All three better than Valentine's Day as far as restaurant sales in Arizona.
That's right. And those 3 days were consistently some of the top days last year when we did this as well. I can explain, I think, what our hypothesis is, but let me show you just quickly what happens on Valentine's Day in Arizona. So you've got a typical day where you get about $1,400 at the average restaurant, 53 visitors, average ticket of $2,550. On Valentine's Day, revenue goes up 22% to about $1,700. They see about four more transactions, and then the average ticket goes up about 13%. So that's really how you get to a 91st ranked day. But yeah, St. Patrick's Day, Mother's Day, some of the days that are around spring break and spring training are also mixed in there in the top 5 days. So that makes sense. But what we think is happening on Valentine's Day is you have some kinds of restaurants that are absolutely the kind of restaurant you would go to on Valentine's Day, white tablecloth, you know, fine dining, and they're going to be absolutely packed. You're not going to be able to get a reservation. There's all kinds of full-service restaurants. These are not quick-serve businesses. They're not bars and lounges, but they are full-service restaurants that are probably not the kind of restaurant you'd go to. And there's a washout because those restaurants are going to be slower than usual. So you see that bring down the average when you look at this from a high level.
Looking at some of these special days, St. Patrick's Day in March, Mother's Day in May, Cinco de Mayo, of course, in May. Does the weather have anything to do with this at all? Because some parts of the country might be in a situation where you don't necessarily want to go out.
We do think that that's the case. And there are some places like Arizona where St. Patrick's Day, you may have people who are going to go out to dinner anyway, but you're also timing that along with someone's spring break in the country. And in March and April, you're also getting into, you know, baseball season. So that's a big deal for states like Arizona and Florida, and we see that bear out in the data. And so that's certainly part of the deal. And then Mother's Day, it is warmer weather. It's easier to get out of the house. People are probably itching to get out of the house, especially in places where there's been a long winter. But also, there just seems to be a cultural thing there. A brunch on Mother's Day or the Saturday before clearly bears out in our data as like a really strong gravitational force for restaurant sales.
Wow. All right. Well, there you go. Go out and spend. You might spend a little more tonight. You might wait longer, too. That's the other thing about Valentine's Day that people maybe try to avoid, like you said. Where can we go get more info on this and all your other great stories?
Wampley.com.
W-O-M-P-L-Y. Wampley, correct? Yes.
Correct. Thanks, guys. Appreciate
and that's
it.
Plotho?
Plotho, yes, indeed.
I'll never forget.
Got it right.
Brad, I will never forget how to say your last name until the next time you come
on. You'll be the first one who never forgets, so it won't offend me if you do.
There you go.
Thanks so much, Brad. Appreciate that.
Thank you, guys.